With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
So we're not talking about little fountains in front of, you know, the Marriott, you know, springing up. No, we're talking about huge gushes of water coming out of the earth, shooting up and hitting the canopy. Once it hit the canopy, then the rains came. So what I want to establish here is the reality that something started in the earth first, and then it caused the rain to come. Now, it was God that broke up the fountains of the deep, but something had to happen here. Now, that's a theme all through the scripture. Now, we know that God is sovereign and God does, you know, anything he wants to do, but he left certain authority with man. Look at the Tower of Babel. When they were building the Tower of Babel, they were, first of all, defying God's order to scatter into all the earth. They were being disobedient. They were the one to make a name for themselves. They got so in tune and in unity, and they were accomplishing their purpose. What they were doing in the earth caused heaven to respond. See, if there's some things that you do, if you do it nonchalantly or half-heartedly or in certain manner, it won't get heaven's response. These people were of one mind, one language. They were going to build a tower that extended all the way to heaven. They were determined, so much so that it caused heaven to respond. God said, let us go down and confound their speech, lest there be nothing they imagine that will be withheld from them. Amen. You can go through the scripture. You can see that. Look at Acts chapter 2. You don't have to turn there, but on the day of Pentecost. And you know, there's a great anticipation. Pentecost is the 31st of this month. And so we have something that we're planning, and hopefully we can plan it citywide. But there's something, you know, a lot of anticipation about Pentecost. You know, God is a God of dates, a God of numbers, and he there are days that he has chosen. So let's anticipate and prepare and, you know, expect God to do great and mighty things. We have a window of 7 months, and I believe God's going to do some wonderful things. Amen? So we see on the day of Pentecost, what they were in all in one place, in one accord. See, there are certain things that gets heaven's attention. Strife, contention, all that stuff, the flesh, that gets the devil's attention. But what gets God's attention is unity. Amen. Accord. Amen. People on the same page, same frequency. See, like we were just doing, we were all praising. I mean, I saw some genuine praise going up here, chains and shackles falling off, and people really praise. That gets heaven's attention. Amen. Amen. Heaven comes down. So on the day of Pentecost, they were in one place in one accord, and guess what? After 10 days there, heaven responded. Amen? Now, before that, before Pentecost, in chapter 1, you notice how Peter says, listen, there were 12 of us, but one of us lost their bishopric. But Jesus had chosen 12. I'm of this persuasion. Had they not chosen another, they would never have experienced the upper room. Because it wasn't in alignment or in God's order. So see, now is a time, this is a good time, to really go over your life. Amen. Go over your relationships. Go over your walk. Let God purge. Let God purify. Let God perfect. Let God chasten. Let God do whatever he wants to do to get you aligned properly. So that once you are aligned here, heaven has to respond to you. Amen. See, even when we're holding grudges in our heart or unforgiveness in our heart, heaven won't hear your prayer. Hello, somebody. God will still love you, but he's not listening to you. He'll still provide for you, but he's not, you know, it ain't all that with him. But once you get it right, once you align properly, amen, his ear is wide open. Amen. He hears and he answers. So that's what we're working at now, to align ourselves properly, because there's a principle. Something has to take place on the earth. Now, God is sovereign, we know, and God does anything and everything he wants to do. But there's a responsibility that we have. You want your finances blessed? Get them in order. It's a real simple formula. But okay, let's move on. Now, first of all, the fountains of the deep were broken up. Jesus said, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. So the fountains of the deep, the earth, were broken up. Now, I liken the parallel in the new covenant and in the coming of Jesus to be this. Give me John chapter 7 and verse number 38. In the scripture, Holy Spirit is seen as a number of different things, but one major thing that he takes or is called is water. The water of the word. Is that right? The water of the word, the waters. Now, here in John chapter 7, verse 38, the word of God says, he that believes on me, not as he chooses, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, I'm going to call that the fountain of the deep today. You see, because deep is calling unto deep today. How many understand? Deep is calling unto deep. In other words, God is calling us to a deeper place in him. I said, God is calling you and I to a deeper place in him. In other words, he wants to break all the spiritual lethargy. He wants to do away with, I'm going to say, spiritual retardation. Spiritual passivity. Amen. Religious spirits. Hypocrisy. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. He wants to drive all this stuff out and bring a release of the supernatural into our life. How many would agree with me there? Now, understanding that, he says here, he that believes on me as the scripture has said. Okay, we got to start with believing God. What this whole strategy from hell, I believe at the core of it, is to get people to stop believing God, to lose faith, to hear this false narrative so much that you start to believe it, or you start to waver, or you start distrusting God. I love that new song they just sang. About trusting God. Lean not into your own understanding. Amen. Before this thing broke out, we trusted God. When this thing broke out, we trust God. When this thing is over, we're going to trust God. Whatever else comes, we're going to still trust God. Because the word of God is settled in heaven. Amen. Not one jot or one tittle of the word will fail. So we don't go back and forth. We don't vacillate. We don't waver. We don't get uncertain. No, we fight the good fight of faith, and we keep our anchor holding. Because the word of God will prevail. The word of God is water. The word of God is the highest frequency. Amen. It'll overcome every other frequency. Okay, so he that believes on me as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You don't have to make them flow. All you do is believe. They'll flow. They'll flow into your environment. Amen. They'll flow into your finance. Yes, they will. They'll flow into your children. They'll flow all over your house. They'll flow into your body. Amen. The law of the spirit of life is what is governing us. But we have to go back to the basic. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, as I have said in my word. If you believe on me like that, out of you will flow some rivers. Amen. You don't have to try to make them flow. They will flow automatically. All you do is believe. God will do his part. But see, there has to be a fountain of the deep broken up. The Philistines, this diabolical agenda and narrative has tried to stop up your well, to dam up your river, to block, amen, you from getting to your well. Amen. So busy fighting, amen, unbelief and worried about this and next. See, in Revelation chapter 12, the enemy sent a flood after the woman who birthed the man child to try to destroy her. What are we experiencing today? A flood of propaganda. Hello? In that dream, the Lord said, folk need to wake up and not be led astray with this. There's so many lies, and the agenda is ultimately control of the planet. Amen. And destruction of the church. But tell somebody, it ain't happening. Listen, I said, it ain't happening. See, the Lord said, as it were in the days of Noah, I'm going to do a drive-by in the day of the coming of the Son of Man, too. See, he did a drive-by and killed everybody. You know what I mean? He got rid of everybody. And we talked about this Sunday. Why did he destroy everybody? Because the DNA had been tampered with. You got to understand something, what's going on in the laboratories today, what's in a lot of these vaccines. It don't take but a small percentage to change a person's DNA. And that's why he killed everybody, because they were no longer human. They were of an angelic DNA. See, remember the fallen angels, and they had the whole race had become totally depraved and evil, except for one that God reserved to himself. See, it don't take God a whole lot. Amen. God will use 300 Gideon. So that's real important in this day and time. And let me just touch on this too, because we said this is why people that take the mark of the beast, whatever that is going to be, and it seems like they're prepping people now with all this stuff that's flooding the planet. But whoever takes the mark of the beast, they can't be saved. That's not God's character. God will save people. He will always say, but when someone takes that mark, they cannot be saved because they become something other than a human. In other words, they have mixed clay with iron then. And they have become part machine. It's all about AI, 5G, all of this stuff. It all works together. And so, anyway, Jesus said, as it were in those days, so shall be in the day of the coming of some man. The windows of heaven were open, and they received what I like to say is the former and the latter rain. In other words, the fountains of the deep brought water up. Struck the sky, came down, rain came. The fountains of the deep were just being broken up. And so it was an inundation. They have found fossils of animals that only roam certain parts of the planet on other side of the planet. Stuff that don't live up in mountains. That's a result of the flood. But see, the Smithsonian Institute is good at hiding things. It's like Big Pharma. They have an agenda. They have a narrative. They want your knowledge to be limited. They are the ones that have hidden a number of the giant skeletons. When they first went into Iraq. Now remember, in Iraq is Babylon.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.